Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Listener, you're listening to the English program by the Voice of Indonesia, and today we'll present you anything that is happening specifically in Indonesia this week with me, Steve. And you can listen to this on our voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Here's the top story for today. President Prabowo gives state address ahead of Independence Day. And here is highlight of the week. In a direct challenge to Indonesia's corruption networks, the President Prabowo Subianto on Friday revealed his administration has clawed back 300 trillion rupiah from vulnerable budget items, publicly daring corrupt officials to resist his expanding anti-graft campaign during a fiery parliament address. And more detail by Isan Syaputra.
President Prabowo Subianto has reaffirmed his personal commitment to leading anti-corruption efforts across all government institutions, announcing the identification and protections of 300 trillion rupiah in vulnerable state funds since the beginning of 2025. The President made this declaration during his address at annual sessions of the People's Consultative Assembly in Jakarta on Friday.
Karena itu, saya tidak ada pilihan lain.
I have no choice but to personally lead the fight against corruption and misappropriation in all executive bodies and government institutions. That's why in early 2025, we identified and secured 300 trillion rupiahs from the state budget that was vulnerable through misuse.
300 trillion rupiah dari APBN yang kami lihat rawan.
The President emphasized that these fiscal protection measures will continue despite political challenge. He said that the policy aims to save future generations.
Karena itu saya berkewajiban untuk mengambil langkah-langkah yang perlu.
I'm obligated to take necessary actions, even when difficult or unpopular with certain people. We must safeguard our national wealth for the current and the future generations, for today's development needs and tomorrow's prosperity.
Untuk kepentingan generasi sekarang dan generasi mendatang.
President Prabowo further pledged his administration will pursue swift, effective solution to ensure optimal utilization of state's resource for public welfare and sustainable national development. Isan Syaputra, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto aims to reduce extreme poverty to 0% through the establishment of the National Socioeconomic Single Data System, or DTSAN, at the creation of 80,000 red and white cooperatives in villages and sub-districts across Indonesia. Rizka Fadila has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto on Friday announced that Indonesian government planned to eradicate extreme poverty completely. During his state address marking the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence at the Indonesian Parliament building in Jakarta, Prabowo said that this target will be achieved through the implementation of National Socioeconomic Single Data System, or DTSEN, and the establishment of 1,800 red and white cooperatives nationwide. He explained that the single data system is designed to ensure the precise targeting of the 8 programs.
Dalam 10 bulan terakhir, saya bersama Kabinet Merah Putih berupaya memerangi kemiskinan.
For the past 10 months, I, along with the Red and White Cabinet, have been combating poverty through a holistic, comprehensive approach. We aim to reduce the extreme poverty rate to 0% as quickly as possible. Therefore, for the first time in the history of the Republic of Indonesia, we have established the National Socioeconomic Single Data System.
Kami telah membentuk sistem data tunggal sosial ekonomi nasional.
Prabowo also revealed plans to set up 1,800 red and white cooperatives in village and sub-districts to strengthen local economies and generate employment. He emphasized that these cooperatives will provide essential goods at affordable prices, easing the financial burden on citizens while stimulating economic circulation and investment.
Koperasi di setiap desa akan meningkatkan ekonomi desa dan menciptakan jutaan lapangan kerja.
Cooperatives in every village will boost the local economy and create millions of jobs. Village and sub-district cooperatives will also alleviate the burden on our people by selling affordable rice, cooking oil, subsidized gas, and subsidized fertilizer at fair price. We will also ensure people have access to protein, fish, and meat at reasonable cost.
Kepada protein, kepada ikan dan daging dalam harga yang terjangkau.
Prabowo expressed hope that economic equality can be achieved swiftly through a holistic strategy encompassing education improvement, equitable healthcare access, and economic empowerment. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
President of the Republic of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto emphasized that the Indonesian economy continues to grow steadily amidst global challenges. The statement was delivered in his state address commemorating the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence on Friday. Raditya has the details.
In his state address on Jakarta, Friday, 15 August 2025, President Prabowo reported national economic progress in the first half of 2025 of 5.12%, exceeding average growth rate of over the past 7 years of 5%. Meanwhile, investment realization in the same period increased by 13.6% compared to last year, reaching 942 trillion rupiah. Prabowo stated that this investment realization has exceeded the state budget or APBN target and has absorbed 1.2 million workers. He emphasized that this achievement is inseparable from the government consistency in carrying on the mandate of the Constitution. According to him, this has helped economic growth and overcome a number of problems that has plagued society.
Ketika kita konsekuen menjalankan undang-undang dasar kita dalam 299 hari ini, Alhamdulillah saya dapat melaporkan bahwa kita telah mencapai.
When we consistently implement our constitution in these 299 days, thank God, I can report that we have achieved significant progress amidst political conflict, global economic conflict, trade wars, and tariff wars. The Indonesian economy still managed to grow above 5%, growing at 5.12%, and experts believe that this will increase further in the future.
Dan para pakar yakin bahwa ini akan semakin meningkat di saat-saatnya akan mendatang.
The president warned that inconsistency in implementing the constitution could trigger economic distortion and slow the distribution of prosperity. He stated that this will result in only a select few benefiting from the economic growth, while the majority of the population continue to struggle.
Ketika kita tidak konsekuen menjalankan undang-undang dasar kita,
when we do not consistently implement our constitution, distortion occurs economically. Economic equality has slowed, with only a handful of people benefiting from our economic growth. This has resulted in a situation where the average economic growth of 5% over the past 7 years is not reflected in the actual conditions of the Indonesian people.
Tercermin dalam kondisi nyata rakyat Indonesia.
President Prabowo also highlighted Article 33 of the 1945 Constitution, which states that land, water, and resources are controlled by the state and must be used by the people's greatest prosperity. He explained that this law is rooted in economic democracy, guided by principle of collective welfare, efficiency, and justice. Additionally, he emphasized that the law also emphasized environmental sustainability, national independence, and maintaining the balance between progress and economic unity. Raditya, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia's ambitious Free Nutritious Meal program has successfully reached more than 20 million beneficiaries. The announcement came during the President's State Address commemorating Indonesia's 80th Independence Day at the Parliament Complex in Jakarta. More story by Rama Shidki Pratama.
President Prabowo Subianto announced that his flagship Free Nutritious Meal initiative has now reached over 20 million recipients, delivering his state address ahead of Indonesia's 80th Independence Day commemoration in Jakarta on Friday, August 15th. The president revealed the program currently serves school children, preschool-aged children, as well as pregnant and lactating mothers nationwide.
Saudara sekalian, sekarang kita telah mencapai kemajuan.
My fellow citizens, we have made remarkable progress. This morning, I received a report from the National Nutrition Agency confirming that 20 million school children, preschool children, pregnant women, and breastfeeding mothers are now receiving free nutritious meals daily.
Ibu menyusui sudah menerima makan bergizi gratis setiap hari.
The president noted this implementation pace surpasses that of similar programs in other nations. He said the initiative has already established approximately 5,800 production facilities designated as nutrition fulfillment service units with participation across all Indonesian provinces.
MBG telah menciptakan 200.
The program has generated 290,000 new jobs in these community kitchens while engaging a million farmers, fishers, livestock breeders, and small businesses. It's stimulating rural economic growth.
Di desa-desa.
President Prabowo highlighted the program's educational impact, claiming improved school attendance and academic performance. He extended gratitude to implementing partners, including the National Nutrition Agency, Armed Forces, Police, civic organizations, and cooperatives. The Free Nutritious Meal officially launched earlier this year with an ultimate target coverage of 82 million Indonesians. The program is a cornerstone campaign promise of President Prabowo and Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka during last year's election. Rama Shidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
President Prabowo Subianto declared Indonesia's democracy both strong and distinctive, citing the nation's harmonious leadership transitions as proof of political maturity. Anissa Audrita has the details.
Selanjutnya, kami mempersilahkan kepada Saudara Presiden Republik Indonesia untuk menyampaikan pidato tentang penyampaian laporan kinerja lembaga-lembaga negara dan pidato kenegaraan dalam rangka hari ulang tahun kemerdekaan 80 tahun Republik Indonesia tahun 2020.
Presiden Prabowo Subianto emphasized that Indonesia has achieved a strong level of democracy. This is reflected in the harmonious and exemplary transition of leadership, starting with President Sukarno's success in leading Indonesia, continuing through the administration of President Joko Widodo, and now entering his current leadership era. He conveyed this when opening his speech at the annual session of the People's Consultative Assembly, MPR RI, and the joint session of the House of Representatives, DPR RI, and the Regional Representative Council, DPD RI, in Jakarta on Friday, 15 August 2025.
Pertama, saya ingin menyampaikan.
First, I would like to convey that the transition of national leadership from President Jokowi to the government I lead was carried out in a spirit of unity, full of respect and political maturity. This leadership transition, recognized internationally as a smooth, excellent transition, is proof that our democracy is mature and strong.
Prabowo also emphasized that Indonesia adheres to a unique form of democracy. According to him, Indonesia adheres to a peaceful and unifying democracy, not a democracy that undermines each other.
I told them we succeeded because we adhere to a democracy that is uniquely Indonesian, a democracy that is calm, a democracy that unites, not a democracy that fights each other, bring each other down, curses each other, and insults each other, not a democracy that hates each other. This is what we must uphold.
Prabowo further expressed his hope that his current leadership will uphold Indonesian democracy, which aligns with the culture of family, mutual cooperation, and mutual support. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's House of Representatives has achieved its highest ever level of women's representation, with female lawmakers now occupying 21.9% of parliamentary seats. for 2024-2029 term. More detail by Kiki Novitasari.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives of the Republic of Indonesia, Puan Maharani, highlighted the representation of women in Parliament. This achievement of 21.9% of 127 seats in the highest in story, but has not yet reached the target of 30%. This was announced at introductory speech to the 2025 joint session of the DPRRI-DPDRI in Jakarta on Friday.
Saat ini, keterwakilan perempuan
the current 2024 to 2029 term has achieved record female representation in Indonesia's House of Representatives, approximately 21.9% or 127 of 580 members. This progress deserves appreciation.
Dari 580 anggota DPR. Ini adalah kemajuan yang patut diapresiasi.
Puan emphasized women's crucial role in the national development, employing a musical metaphor to illustrate their contribution to national harmony.
Suara perempuan adalah nada asli.
Women's voices are the fundamental notes composing our nation's symphony. Without them, civilization's melody loses harmony, becoming mere clangs that never form a song.
Pernah menjadi lagu.
The speaker proposed leveraging Indonesia 80 independence anniversary as a catalyst to boost female parliamentary participants. Aiming to achieve the 30% representation, there's hope for more inclusive development and social justice. Kiki Novita, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has escalated its calls for international intervention in Gaza during today's annual parliamentary session. Chairman of People's Consultative Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, revealed new diplomatic initiative through ASEAN channels while reaffirming Jakarta's commitment to Palestinian statehood as the only path to lasting peace. Rizka Fadila has the details.
During today's annual session of Indonesia People's Consultative Assembly, MPRRI, and House of Representatives DPR RI in Jakarta, Chairman of the Assembly, Ahmad Muzani, reaffirmed Indonesia's unwavering support for Palestinian independence and called for intensified global peace efforts. The Assembly particularly commended President Prabowo Subianto's active diplomatic initiative in international forums, including ASEAN, to promote regional stability based on mutual sovereignty and conflict resolution.
MPR menyambut baik ikhtiar yang
the Assembly fully supports President Prabowo Subianto's consistent peace advocacy across international forums addressing new world governance, including his backing of Palestinian independence. As an influential ASEAN nation, we are committed to transforming our region into a peaceful community that respects the sovereignty of all member states.
Negara-negara anggotanya.
He emphasized that the dire humanitarian situation in Gaza underscores the ongoing global struggle for human rights. He stressed that Indonesia foreign policy must maintain its principled stand on humanitarian issues, particularly its steadfast support for Palestinian self-determination.
Kita juga menyaksikan konflik berkepanjangan.
We are witnessing a protracted conflict in Gaza, Palestine, marked by atrocities constituting genocide. The tragic loss of nearly 100,000 lives, predominantly women and children, along with the destructions of hospitals and schools, has created unimaginable despair. Indonesia's foreign policy must continue championing humanitarian causes, particularly through consistent support for Palestinian independence.
Kepada kemerdekaan bangsa Palestina.
Indonesia's commitment to fostering a peaceful international order grounded in respect for national sovereignty. This position aligns with Indonesia's long-standing foreign policy principles of supporting humanitarian causes and the self-determination of oppressed nation. Rizka Fadila, Voice of Indonesia.
And that's highlight of the week.
Dear God, hang on, Elsa. to protect our children. Let us pray.
The 18th Independence Day of Indonesia, united and sovereign, a prosperous people, an advanced Indonesia.
Races. I've seen so many faces, never bothered me in any way. But every day, all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop, then, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa nama
pun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah tempatku, bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan, takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan. Karena
di sana tempat lahir beta,
ibu wahai besarkan
kita.
Sampai akhir menutup mata.
Kamu terangi jiwa yang hilang, haluri mutar bergemuruh, hatiku tetap untukmu. Indonesia rumah kita semua, unity in diversity. Close your eyes, open up your heart, big jaya akan menjelang.
Listener, Indonesia's public broadcasting service, Radio Republik Indonesia, and the country's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, signed an agreement on Tuesday, August the 16th, to distribute information on safety in emergencies. To know more about the roles of Basarnas, or the National Search and Rescue Agency itself, in the country, and therefore why the cooperation with Radio Republik Indonesia is important, here is our talk with Director of Potential Development at Basarnas, Agus Haryono.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners, today's special interview presents you about Basarnas, Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, which is committed to providing reliable and effective rescue services to save lives on land and at sea. This mission aligns with the vision and mission of the Indonesian President and Vice President, and under the new leadership of President Prabowo Subianto and Vice President Gibran Raka Buming Raka. The agency is expected to contribute to Asta Cita Vision, namely 8 key goals for national development through swift, well-coordinated, and impactful rescue operations. And beyond emergency response, Basarnas focuses on prevention, public awareness, and partnership. A recent memorandum of understanding with Radio Republik Indonesia, Indonesia's public broadcasting institution, aims to strengthen communication and preparedness. And today, we speak with Director of Potential Development at Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Bapak Agus Haryono, to learn more about the agency's support for Asta Cita, their 2025 targets, recent rescue successes, and the role of RRI in achieving their mission. So thank you so much for joining us, Bapak Agus Haryono.
You're welcome, Mbak Rahma. Good morning, Mbak Rahma. Good morning, everybody, listeners of Radio Republik Indonesia. Very nice to see you on air.
Very nice to see you too, Bapak Agus. It's a pleasure to have you here. So just like we told our listeners about the new Prabowo-Gibran administration, about its Asta Cita vision, how will Basarnas, or the Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, contribute to supporting Asta Cita, and in what ways can the agency align with the program?
Yeah, thank you, Mbak Rahma. Basarnas, as the government agency with main task is providing ship and rescue services to the publics in the Indonesian responsibility area, of course, always supports the Asta Cita and has important and significant contribution in supporting that government program in some aspects. The first aspect is strengthening national defense and security. We know that ship and rescue services and also disaster management is an integral part of the national defense and security system, because it can prevent and reduce loss of life due to an emergency situation or disaster. And quoting what was said by head of Basarnas, Air Marshal Muhammad Shafi'i, that saving a life is not just a duty to do, but it is a form of a state investment in the future of the nation. This is a very, very valuable quotation, because we know that one living person is more valuable than thousands of the dead people, because living person will directly be able to contribute to strengthen national defense and security to be a strong and developed nation. That why Basarnas duty, Basarnas job is saving life. Therefore, Basarnas has a valuable contribution to the development of this republic. And the second aspect, the contribution of Basarnas to the Asta Cita is improving the development of human resource quality with a reliable and good search and rescue services and disaster management system. Indonesia will be able to reduce negative impact of disaster, particularly loss of life, thereby improving the Indonesian life qualities and well-being. If we have an effective and efficient disaster management system, the people are well-educated and aware of search and rescue and safety. Of course, it will literally increase their capability to maintain harmony with the nature. And understand how to respond a life-threatening condition, and if they train for self-evacuation capability, of course, when an emergency situation happen, the people can be able to rescue themselves, not entirely independent on the second rescue team assistant. This is very very important to improve the human resource capability, especially to save their own life from all the life-threatening situation. And then that's Basarnas can contribute to the Astasita already declared by our president, Mr. President. So that is what Basarnas can provide to the government and to the Indonesian people, Mbak Rahma.
Okay. Pak Agus, specifically for 2025, what are Basarnas targets that you can reveal?
Yeah. We aware that Indonesia is a big country with more than 280 million people population, and Indonesia is prone to disasters. Almost all type of disaster exists in Indonesia, like earthquake, tsunami, volcanic eruption, and flood, and then so typhoon, landslide, and also transportation accident. So if we observe nowadays, the trend of disasters like earthquake, flood, and also volcano eruption occurs quite frequently. We can observe almost every day we have earthquake in Indonesia. Sometimes we cannot prevent disaster, but we can reduce and mitigate the negative impact of this disaster. We can reduce and mitigate the impact by maintaining and strengthening preparedness to prevent and anticipate such negative impact. And that's why Basarnas always improve its capabilities and performance to be professional and modern in serving second rescue services, as well as always make a good partnership and collaboration with all the stakeholders, including RRI, Radio Republik Indonesia, to work together in serving second rescue to the public. And if second rescue needed when a disaster or accident happen, Basarnas of course can save life as many as possible. That is our target. So whenever accident happen, whenever disaster happen, Basarnas target is how to be able to save life as many as possible. And to save the school, Mbak Rahma, of course Basarnas cannot alone. So collaboration, partnership, cooperation and synergy with all stakeholders, success come from the other government institution, armed force, national police, local government, and rescue volunteers, and also from the media. They are the stakeholder that we call second rescue potential. So the cooperation and partnership very essential, and this is very important to support Basarnas job in saving life. Because really, second rescue is not a simple, it's not an easy job, but this is a hard and complicated with high risk job. That's why we must be together to carry out second rescue services in Indonesia. And under national law, number 29, 2014, on search and rescue, Basarnas might request the resources or assistance from the stakeholders or SAR potential to support search and rescue operation. The support provided by the SAR potential or by the stakeholders can be the support of personnel or human resources, and then search and rescue facilities, technology, animal, and other assistances can be provided to assist Basarnas when we are conducting a search and rescue mission, Mbak Rahma.
Okay, and speaking of the collaboration, the cooperation that you mentioned before, recently the Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, signed a Memorandum of Understanding, or MOU, with Radio Republik Indonesia. So could you tell us what the main focus of this MOU is, Pak Agus?
Yeah. The main focus of the Memorandum of Understanding between Basarnas and RRI is to establish cooperation and partnership in search and rescue operation in the context of mission publication and search and rescue information exchange. And beyond the search and rescue operation, we also establish partnership and collaboration in strengthening safety education to Indonesian citizens. And this is very important, but because Basarnas implements community-based search and rescue strategy. So the search and rescue based the community to support Basarnas. So, Basarnas, we empower and also train the search and rescue potential and also the community to be able to carry out self-rescue or self-evacuation when emergency happen. So, as I did mention before, that when the situation, bad situation happen, like accident or disaster, so everybody can be do self-rescue or self-evacuation and also assist or help another, saving another life while waiting for the SAR team coming to the location. Because, you know, we cannot predict when the disaster or accident happen. So the preparedness of the local people is very important to make sure that everybody safe when the bad situation happen. And you know that we are, the resources of Basarnas is very limited. The personnel is not many, and also the SAR facilities. Basarnas, of course, cannot, arrive, cannot exist everywhere in the most rapid time because of the distance, for example. When the accident happened, when the bad situation happened, of course, Basarnas sometimes is far away, not nearby. And we have golden time, you know. The golden time is very critical time to save life. So when rescue team cannot arrive quickly in the on scene in the location, so it is very effective to train the people to save themselves while waiting for assistant arrive on scene. So this is the effective strategy to reduce loss of life when the bad situation happen. So again, as the eldest radio in Indonesia, RRI, reach every corner of Indonesia, including remote areas. So this make it very effective for quick search and rescue dissemination and safety related news to the community. So this is very useful for Basarnas, the support from RRI, how to disseminate search and rescue information, how to disseminate to broadcast safety to the community. So this is also part of early warning system that RRI can contribute to the public. And Basarnas and RRI, representing the government, we work together to ensure the safety of Indonesia through operation, mission shift, through operation and mission, search and rescue, and also safety education to strengthen the capacity of the people to respond to the emergency situation. Yeah, that is the main focus in MOU between Basarnas and RRI, Mbak Rahma.
Yes, hopefully Radio Republik Indonesia as a public broadcasting institutions may contribute to support Basarnas' vision and mission, especially in realizing reliable and effective search and rescue operations, streets, programs, and events. And previously, you also mentioned about risky job here in the National Search and Rescue Agency. So could you share with us the story of Basarnas' recent success in rescuing a foreign national in Mount Rinjani? Because we know how the agency managed to successfully carry out the mission, and what lessons can be learned from this case, and what message can we share with the listeners?
Yeah, recent operation, recent mission for foreign mountain climbers on Mount Rinjani, Lombok, was quite dramatic, Mbak Rama, because it became, you know, an international issue. And we had a golden time to rescue the survivors. But the success of operation actually depend on the quick response, weather condition, and also terrain condition. Response time itself was influenced by the speed of information delivery, the speed of the information we receive from the location, and the distance to the survivor's location. In case of Juliana Marin, Brazilian citizen, we quickly respond after receiving the information, but due to long distance and bad weather, so Basarnas and joint SAR team took almost 10 hours to arrive at the survivor position, at the Juliana position, where she had fallen into around 600 meters down to the cliff. This is a very difficult situation when the rescue team arrived on scene at night, and bad weather and then difficult terrains prevented rapid evacuation by using helicopter. Even though we already the helicopters already arrive on scene on Mount Rinjani to support us for air medical evacuation, but because the bad weather and also the dangerous location of the Juliana, so it is impossible to use a helicopter to evacuate Juliana. But in other cases, when we rescue other mountain climbers from Switzerland and also from Holland, the weather condition were much better, and the survivor position also much easier to evacuate that allowing Basarnas and Joint Search and Rescue Team to apply air medical evacuation by using helicopter. And thanks God, the survivors were successfully rescued. And the lesson learned from the Rinjani case is that no matter how advanced, how sophisticated our technology and equipment we have, we already use all the modern equipment, drone, helicopter, and also all rescue equipment. But it cannot always be able to overcome weather and natural obstacles. So we cannot actually defeat the nature, but we cannot defeat the weather. So what we can do, therefore, is it is important to make preventive measures to anticipate emergency situation, emergency condition in extreme locations such as in Mount Rinjani. Safe climbing management and also climbers' awareness of the rule in the national park are essential to prevent fatalities. And now Basarnas also developing a recommendation for safe climbing on Mount Rinjani, which will be submitted to the Minister of Forestry and also the National Park in Rinjani. And last but not least, the lesson learned from this case is that good teamwork is the key success of search and rescue. So again, good teamwork. Because Basarnas and together with Joint Search and Rescue Team coming from the volunteers, coming from the armed force, police, and other institutions, we work together side by side under one command from SAR Mission Coordinator by Chief of Mataram SAR Offices. We work together and we evacuate the survivors together. So actually there is no individual works in the field in Mount Rinjani. We always work as a team. That is the lesson learned we receive from this dramatic mission, Mbak Rahma.
Okay, Pak Agus, we never want a disaster happens, but if disaster happens, hopefully Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency, Basarnas, will always be able to ensure safety for everyone. Thank you so much, Pak Agus Haryono, Director of Potential Development at the National Search and Rescue Agency of Indonesia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Welcome, Mbak Rahma. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Pak Agus. And listeners, that's our special interview for today. And stay tuned for more insightful and inspiring talks only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa, di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu cinta, kita Indonesia. Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Kepulauan samudra terbentang khatulistiwa.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast. Please leave some comments and questions to voalisteners@gmail.com, RRE Digital Mobile App, and our social media, Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram VOI_official. And you can listen to other podcasts or talks on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. We'll still be here on voanews.id, RRE Digital Mobile App, and the frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay